Welcome to Soccer Works with Daniel Workman, where we take a brief look at how soccer works in the U.S. and around the world.
3, 2, 1.
On episode 21, we look at one of the biggest problems plaguing youth soccer: travel. When a family has to travel hours to get to matches or a tournament, it costs that family fuel, food, and lodging. And these costs add up and make it very difficult for families of a lower socioeconomic status to participate in the sport. There's another problem with travel and youth soccer, and that is the daily commute. In a recent post, the U.S. Soccer Development Academy celebrated the story of a family that travels hours each day to training. While the commitment and dedication of this family should be admired, the story itself is an indictment on the U.S. soccer system. When a family has to travel hours to and from training each and every day, it costs that family fuel and food, but it also costs that player time. Time to develop, time to get on a ball, time to work on their craft. No matter what label the U.S. Soccer Development Academy tries to put on itself, such as world-class, elite, exclusive, etc., it can never give back the time that a player loses when they have to travel hours to get access. If U.S. soccer were serious about solving the issue of travel in youth soccer, it would stop focusing on exclusion, fewer opportunities, and artificial scarcity, and instead would focus on more access and more opportunities. Thanks for listening, and thanks for sharing the podcast. Until next time.